I don't ever want to stop feeling this sense of wow and wonder when I think about who Jesus is. I don't want this to go away. It changes so much about my daily life when I pause and when I give thought and recognition to this feeling of wow, to the response. My response to Jesus continues to be wow. Look at what he's doing around us. Every week, I am floored, absolutely shocked. I know I keep saying it, but I'm amazed that people keep walking in the door and they keep coming to hear more about Jesus. And this thing that unites us, this thing that is bringing us together, isn't anything but Jesus, because that's all I have to give. I don't know what else to give you. And here we are, gathering every Sunday. My response is wow. And I have this feeling of wonder and this I'm in wonder over who God is and why he is doing this and how much he loves us to do this. And as I've said, this is a year, I believe, of wow and wonder for Mainspring, and I believe for this city that we are planted in, that we are planting in. And I hope that it's a season and year of wow and wonder for what God is doing across the planet and our friends all over the world in NCMI and what God is doing and all the church plants that are happening. It's blowing my mind. But what really shocks me is what he's doing right here, because why me and why this place? But he has a heart. He has a heart to reveal himself, to be known. But not just be known, but for us to be completely captivated by who he is. I want more revelation of the incomparable person, presence, power, and provision that Jesus is. I want Jesus to become my preoccupation and my occupation. That is the whole point of our vision. Our vision is that we pursue and proclaim Jesus. So we're pursuing him with all we are and proclaiming him from the overflow of experiencing the wow and the wonder of who he is. I want to be captivated by him. I want to be so focused and so taken by this King of Kings and this Lord of Lords that everything I am is pursuing him. Mark 12:29-30 says, "The Lord our God, the Lord is one. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all of your strength." My passion and love for Jesus must consume every part of my being. My mind, my spirit, my body. My soul, everything, nothing is left out here. With all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. I'm always praying that Jesus will come to have first place in every part of my life. He doesn't yet. I'll confess that. But I want him to. I so desperately want Jesus to have first place in every part of my life. And I want him to have first place in every part of what we do in Mainspring. If it isn't Jesus, I don't want it. I want Jesus to become my first passion, my first mention, and my first action. I want the thing that I'm most passionate about to be Jesus. And I want the thing that overflows out of, that comes out of my mouth because of the overflow of my heart to be Jesus. And I want the first action steps I take to be Jesus. Because I don't think we can properly love Jesus until we see him in the wonder that of what he is. And I'm pursuing him because I want face-to-face time with Jesus. I want to know him. I want him to reveal himself to me in a powerful way. Because when Jesus becomes my preoccupation, I'm completely captivated by him. When he becomes my constant focus, everything else becomes peripheral. I truly believe that everything that we're experiencing right now is so much for me to just be in wow and wonder of Jesus and get lost and captivated by him, just completely enamored and preoccupied with him. He reveals himself so that we will see him and become captivated by him, in awe of him, not wanting to look away to anything else, not wanting anything else to become, to block our view or our vision of him. I don't want anything to eclipse Jesus Christ in my life, the Son, Jesus. I don't want anything to eclipse the Son. In fact, I'm convinced that this is the source of most of our trouble as human beings. We let something else steal our focus away from Jesus. We let all the distractions, all the voices coming at us, take our focus and they distract us. And we lose sight of Jesus. And when we lose sight of Jesus, everything falls apart. That's my experience. And I honestly think this is exactly the work of the enemy. He doesn't want us to see Jesus for who he is. He doesn't want us to see Jesus in all of his glory and all of his wonder and all of his power. He doesn't want us to see Jesus as the only thing we should have our eyes on because he's the only thing worth looking at. No, he doesn't want us to step into the revelation of seeing that and walking in that. So he keeps us distracted. In fact, Paul writes about this in 2 Corinthians 4, verse 4. Satan, who is the god of the world, or the god of this age, has blinded the minds of those who don't believe. They're unable to see this glorious light of the good news, and they don't understand this message about the glory of Christ, who is the exact likeness of God. The spirit of this age, Satan, is working overtime to get our focus anywhere but on the beauty and brilliance of Christ. My friend and mentor, Dr. Ron Larson, said that. I'll repeat it. The spirit of this age is working overtime to get our focus anywhere but on the beauty and brilliance of Christ. Why? Because when we see and when we are preoccupied with Jesus, when he has all of our focus, everything changes. Everything changes. Look at what is before your eyes. Wherever you put your eyes, wherever you put your focus, that's where you're going. If you're focused on being angry at someone, you're moving towards anger. You're not moving towards Jesus. If you're focused on making more money so that your needs can be met, you are literally giving your attention and your focus to money, not Jesus. Let your eyes look directly forward and your gaze be straight before you, Proverbs 4:25. Let your eyes look directly forward at Jesus. And let your gaze be straight before you. Don't take your eyes off of Jesus. Because when you see him for who he is, as he reveals himself to you, and you begin to see him for who he is, and you begin to live in that wow and wonder, you really get captivated by him. People were captivated by Jesus. They didn't want to leave him. They would hang out with him for hours just because they couldn't believe the things that he was saying and all of the amazing things that were happening around him. It was shocking to them. And they were captivated by this guy from Nazareth who was a carpenter's son. That's who he was in the flesh. But he was God in the flesh. And he came to show us God. He came to define God. He came to express God and who God is for us. And as he did that, people became unbelievably attracted to and captivated by this Jesus. And I am stepping into this church planting process. I mean, we're just several months in, but I want to say to all of you, we are going to be about Jesus, because when you get captivated by Jesus, everything in your life is going to change. If you're captivated by me as a leader, or if you're captivated by Brooke as a leader and a great person, if you're looking to us, you're looking in the absolute wrong direction. Look at Jesus, because nothing about, we don't have the power to change anything. All we have is Jesus. All I can give is Jesus. And we're going to make a big deal about Jesus because we are so enamored by him. We are preoccupied by him. And we want everything that happens in Mainspring to be about Jesus, that Jesus will have first place in everything. It's so important to me. Because we can't do this without him. I can't change your life, but Jesus can. And I want to see lives changed. I want to see people coming to know Jesus Christ as I know him. I want them to experience what I've experienced. And when they do, oh my, they won't be able to look away. They won't be able to run away from Jesus because he'll just get their attention. You can't help it. We need to get this revelation of who Jesus is. And I really believe that this whole season of all the wow and the wonder that God has accomplished for us is about us seeing him for who he is. It's about us becoming enamored with him and captivated by him and going, why would we look to anything else when we see what he has done, when we see who he is, when we see how he loves us? We need our eyes open, don't we? Revelation brings transformation. We've said this, but revelation brings transformation. When you see Jesus for who he is, it brings a transformation. And I really agree with the Frank Viola and Leonard Sweet, who wrote the book Jesus Manifesto. I'm going to quote them right now. I totally agree with this. And this isn't a knock on any churches anywhere. But I think as the church, as followers of Jesus, as his body, the body of Christ, we have to examine ourselves and go, is this our problem? I believe it is. And this is what they said. What is lacking is a groundbreaking revelation of Christ that boggles the mind and enraptures the heart. I couldn't agree more. As soon as we try to figure out Jesus in our headspace, in our minds, and try to wrap logic around why we should behave a certain way because Jesus said we should do that, we lose sight of what he's really doing. In fact, we start to not become enamored or preoccupied with Jesus, but instead see Jesus as some sort of taskmaster that is trying to help us be better people. When in fact, he is the Lord of all creation, our creator, who simply wants to deposit himself, his spirit in us, so that we can live the way he designed us to live. That simple. But if we don't see him for who he is, we'll never receive that and we'll never know that. We need a revelation. Again, an unveiling, a spiritual seeing of that inward knowing of Jesus Christ. Jesus is so glorious that when we experience him, he captivates our minds and enraptures our hearts and transforms our lives. You want to live in wow and wonder? Get captivated with Jesus. You want to live with that response that is, wow. Become enamored and preoccupied with Jesus. Preoccupation means that my first thoughts and my first mention and my first action is towards Jesus. I'm preoccupied with him. I can't think about anything else. And because I'm thinking about him all the time, I start to see him in everything and I start to see him everywhere. I've always loved BMW sedans. I don't even know why. Some of them aren't even that well made. But I've always loved them. 750 series. I've always loved that. I don't know why. But the point is, I'd be kind of enamored with them and kind of preoccupied with it. And everywhere I'd go, I'd see one. You've ever noticed that? How you'll be thinking about, you know, your new car or your new bike or your new TV or your new sunglasses or whatever. And you're sort of preoccupied with it, and all of a sudden you see it everywhere. I think it's the same with Jesus. We notice him because we're looking for him. He's at the front of our minds. And so we notice him and we see him. When you get captivated with Jesus, it changes everything. In order to get captivated by Jesus, I think we have to get captured by Jesus. And I think about Saul, this man who was running roughshod over the church, ready to shut down this thing called the New Way, the Way. This can't be right. This can't be the way this needs to go. And he's running around seeking letters, and he's persecuting, beating, killing if he has to, everyone who confesses Christ. He wants this thing shut down. Why? Because it's not in agreement with his religious way. He thinks he knows God, but he doesn't, because he's never met Jesus. He's never experienced Jesus, so he can't possibly know God because he hasn't experienced the Christ, the Son of the living God, Jesus, who came to show us the Father. And the story, as we know, he's on the road to Damascus, and he's blinded by a light. And a voice says to him, "Saul, why are you persecuting me?" And Saul says, "Who are you?" He says, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting." That persecution of Jesus in that moment, his persecution of Jesus, from this encounter that he has with the Son of the living God, changed him forever. He experienced Christ in a way that few have. And he went from persecution to preoccupation on a dime. 180, complete 180, because he saw Jesus for who he is. Paul wrote these things. Ephesians 1:17, again, you know, this is my theme prayer, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ would give you the spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of him, having the eyes of your hearts enlightened. You need to see him, Paul said. And because Paul experienced Christ and had seen Jesus, he also wrote this to the Philippians in Philippians 3:8. Yes, everything else is worthless when compared to knowing Christ. Everything else is worthless when compared to knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. For his sake, I have discarded everything else, counting it all garbage, so that I could gain Christ and become one with him. That is preoccupation. That is what it means to be captivated by Jesus, to be so filled with wonder. All you can say is, wow. And look at every other thing around you and go, it's worthless in comparison to this Jesus who has captured my heart, who has captivated my mind, and who has become the preoccupation of my life. Our vision statement for Mainspring, as I've said before, is that we will pursue and proclaim Jesus. We want to be a church that is pursuing and proclaiming Jesus, a constant action of pursuing Christ, pursuing relationship with him, wanting more of him. He becomes our preoccupation. He's the thing we want to chase after. He's the thing we think about the most. That is the pursuing part, and he becomes our preoccupation in that pursuit. And out of that pursuing, we proclaim Christ. Christ becomes our occupation, becomes the thing that we do most, becomes the thing that we say most, becomes the thing that we believe and seek out most. And all of a sudden, we, out of the overflow of our experience of knowing Jesus Christ, we can't help but express our wow and our wonder. I know what being captivated by Christ has meant to me. And that is why I'm standing here today telling all of you about this glorious Jesus, so that hopefully your eyes will be open and hopefully you will get a revelation that will absolutely transform your life. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ may give you the spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of Him, having the eyes of your heart enlightened, and that Jesus will become your preoccupation and your occupation. And in pursuing Him with all you are and proclaiming Him from the overflow of experiencing the wow and wonder that He is, others will come to know what you have experienced.